Before the pandemic hit, Venice in Italy attracted some 30 million tourists a year. 30 million. Now they've vanished, along with the city's main source of revenue. Francesca Berardi reports on how residents there are coping.
Last Saturday morning, I boarded a small boat and traveled along the canals of Venice, a city built on more than 100 small islands connected by 400 bridges. The atmosphere was calm, even on the Grand Canal, where only a few months ago a cruise ship collided with a boat. The silence was broken only by the pilots of boats shouting to announce their arrival before turning into the narrowest canals. My destination was the historic Rialto Market, which is famous for fish, but has been at risk of closing for years. In pre-COVID times, there were more tourists taking pictures of fish than buying them. Now it's the other way around. The market is full of Venetians carrying shopping bags who can recognize which fish are local and which ones come from far away.
These here are St. Peter, tilapia fillets from the North Atlantic, Norwegian salmon, tuna from the Seychelles. Those prawns are Argentinian, mullets are French.
This is Luigi Di Vari, an artist, a former sea captain, and an expert on local marine life. Since the lockdown began more than 2 months ago, locals have spotted fish in the lagoon they never saw before. I asked him why this was.
Quando in un canale ci sono le barche che scorazzano, l'acqua è...
When boats are racing around the canal, the water is murky and people don't even look down at it. Now the water is clear, very calm, and people have started to notice that there's a jellyfish, a seahorse. But those were always there, you just couldn't see them.
For Venetians, the lockdown has been an opportunity to see not only life in the canals, but new perspectives across the city. The beauty and structure of this architectural miracle on water is now before everyone's eyes, as is the collective dilemma on one issue, the massive presence of tourists.
Fino a dicembre era il problema numero uno. Adesso è il problema numero uno perché manca.
Until December, tourism was the number one problem. Now it's the number one problem because it's missing. Before, people complained because tourists were there. Now they complain because they're gone.
But during the lockdown, residents were able to become tourists themselves, strolling through streets normally crammed with visitors and snapping selfies in front of the most iconic sites like Ponte di Rialto and Piazza San Marco. It was a reminder that Venice could be a very easy place to live. Maria Fiano is a co-founder of Ocho, an organization that advocates for housing rights in Venice.
Io ho sempre considerato questa città, che viene considerata all'interno del comune la città antica, come in realtà.
I've always considered this ancient city to be the city of the future. It's built at a human scale. Everything is reachable in a 10 or 15 minute walk. The city is designed for you to have encounters, chats, a sense of community.
I met Maria in a little square behind the market, between Venice's oldest church and one of the highest concentrations of bars, now closed. She was joined by her co-founder, Francesco Penzo. He says that the boom in online tourism platforms, such as Airbnb, has created a dire housing shortage for residents.
There is no housing for students, for professionals, for university professors who want to come here. When there are big cultural events like the Biennale, people who need a place can't find it.
Francesco says the outbreak of the pandemic seemed to create an opportunity to reflect on the future of the city, to imagine a city where residents and tourists could more easily coexist.
There was a moment of awareness in which we said, it's time to rethink. But I swear since last week when the lockdown ended, the only concern is to reopen everything, to bring back the tourists.
As Venice reopens, there is no plan to attract new residents or diversify the economy. The mayor and the people who vote for him just want mass tourism to come back. The Venetians are still suffering for the flooding that hit the city last November, the worst in 50 years. those who are hoping for a change are pessimistic. Nino Zane feels mixed about all this. His family has been selling fresh fish at Rialto Market for generations. His main hope right now is to save his business, so he just wants things to return the way they were.
Si lavorava con i ristoranti, con altre robe. Era tanto più facile. Adesso è tutto.
Before the lockdown, I worked with restaurants and it was so much easier. Now everything is difficult, a constant worry. There are so many families who depend on this business.
For some Venetians, mass tourism seems like the only possible future. The pandemic had the surprising power to bring it to a halt, but most people feel, and some of them hope, that nothing will stop it once the global crisis has passed. For the moment, the best they can do is cope with an uncertain future and savor the sound of calm water. For The World, I'm Francesca Berardi.